And the surgical recovery project at Groote Schuur set itself a target a year ago, a little bit under a year ago, of 1,500 operations. They've managed to achieve that target in just 11 months. So 11 months after beginning the catch-up surgeries, Groote Schuur Hospital is ahead of target with 1,500 catch-up operations to be completed. I'm joined on the line now for more information about this very ambitious and very successful project by Dr. Srikant Peters, Medical Manager of Theatre Services, Critical Care and Anesthetics at Groote Schuur Hospital. Srikant, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Congratulations on the achievement so far.
Thank you very much for having us, and thank you so much for listening to our story.
It is not a project that is only being conducted by Groote Schuur. You have several partners in this program, don't you? Tell us about that.
Yes. So the bulk of our procedures were done at Groote Schuur, supported by the Provincial Department of Health and our peripheral hospitals in the metro. We also had multiple donors assisting the project in the private sector and non-governmental space, most specifically the Gift of the Givers, whose initial funding helped us to launch the project, and then various groups of donors and other private individuals from the Cape and wider region who gave money, gave of their time to raise funds for the project.
Srikant, the project was born out of the COVID pandemic when so many required surgeries fell by the wayside due to what was happening in our hospitals. What are some of the most important surgeries that you have been able to catch up on?
Sure. So, I mean, we set ourselves a target of raising 15 million rands to provide care to 1,500 patients. That really is 10,000 rand per procedure. And it ran the gamut from, your high-volume cataract procedures, your internal abdominal thoracic procedures, both benign and malignancy, so your cancer cases, people with orthopedic injuries and people needing hip replacements, all the way through to cardiothoracic surgery and neurosurgery. So high-end, high-tech, high-cost surgery, which obviously we in the public sector are able to do at a much lower cost, better value for patients and for medical aids and for the general public. And I would say it was a great success.
And how have you been able to fit these surgeries in? Have they been taking place over the weekends or after hours?
Look, I think, we have a fantastic cohort of passionate staff and managers that manage Groote Schuur Hospital. We've been blessed over the years with that. And our staff often give up their time on weekends to do extra cases. To run a project of this magnitude, it was born during the COVID pandemic, but the project was really born out of the ingenuity of our senior managers and our CEO, who had the wherewithal to ask province to use COVID funding to build two extra operating rooms so that we had long-term use of COVID funding in infrastructure. And then the passion of healthcare workers and senior clinicians, like our head of surgery, who fought to have extra services running over this time period. And so we've run these cases in a purpose-built new day case surgery suite, which is complete with two operating rooms, which runs Monday to Thursday in the weekday, with new staff members that we've allocated from province, staff that we have trained to manage theatres, to work in theatre. And we're very proud of that.
It's incredible. And I think we must give kudos as well to the Groote Schuur Hospital Trust that's been able to raise the money to roll out these surgeries. Srikant, you set yourselves a target of 1,500 surgeries in a year. You've now achieved that target in 11 months. Does the project continue or is that it? Is it over now?
So the very interesting thing with what we're able to do in the public sector, we've received funding and we use those funds for, the equipment and consumables that are required, the high cost items, no doubt, for surgical services. But with the funding that we've been given, we've married that to funding that's been given to us from the Provincial Department of Health, that's been carved out of the budget by the CEO. And so we also have permanently increased our capacity in those theatres by having anaesthetic staff, nursing staff. And so we will be looking to continue using that space. Obviously now it's not necessarily a period of recovery. It's now time to bolster our services and run a sustainable service. It's always difficult. You know, we've had the threats of water crises, electricity crises. When the taxis stop running from lockdowns and shutdowns, we can't run a service. So it's always an active sport, healthcare management. But we are doing our best to maintain volumes in, you know, as you know, as you said recently, you know, high crime rates, people losing their jobs, increasing demand for care, and a flatlining or decrease of budget to manage that. And at Fritzka, we really pride ourselves on not only being innovative, but also pushing volume of care to South Africans that require it. I think we're passionate about getting the country back on its feet and getting our citizens back to work. I know that the staff at the hospital live out their calling each day in assisting the people of this country.
I think Cape Townians are certainly very, very lucky to have a hospital of the caliber of Fortescue right here in our city. Shrikant, how great or not great is the backlog at the current stage? I know you've achieved all the surgeries that you set out to achieve, but surely there is still a backlog. I mean, we saw the COVID pandemic drag on for a lot longer than expected.
That's a difficult one. I think, you know, one of the founders of, so my specialty is public health medicine, and you look at population health and efficient administration of healthcare services. One of the fathers of public health and pathology said, politics is medicine writ large. And really that speaks to the increasing demand for services just because the social determinants of health dictate that. We will maximize the kind of volume of services that we can deliver at Fortescue Hospital. But the demand for care will always grow. When we started the project, we knew of hundreds of thousands of patients on waiting lists, waiting up to 3 months with cancers that have target times much, much less than that. And obviously on our waiting lists, our clinicians are always trying to prioritize the next most deserving, most urgent case. And so we will always manage that into the future. But unfortunately, the budgets are only so large, which is why these kinds of projects and the kind of assistance we get, the kind of assistance that the trust is able to generate for us, and which they've been very successful in doing, is so important. We are still able to drive volume of care at good quality if we do receive donations from the public. And they can visit gshtrust.co.za to show their support and to provide donations. And we will continue to look for those opportunities as best we can. But for the patients that we do service, we promise to give value of care and to reach for patient satisfaction every single day that we do work. Yeah.
It's remarkable. Dr. Shrikant Peters, thank you very much and congratulations on an incredible achievement. That's the public health medicine specialist and manager of theatre and ICU at Fortescue, Dr. Shrikant Peters.